morning, people of God, amen. First, I would just like to say that I thank God for the saints of God. I truly thank God for the people of God and what God has placed in your hearts for one another. And last Sunday, it's almost unexplainable how God moves, you know, and how he shows us his love. And I almost didn't come last Sunday because I felt so bad. I sit up on the side of the bed and I lay back down. And I sit on the side of the bed and I lay back down. And then I said, well, I done missed my opportunity to get a ride. I really can't go now. And right after I said that, my husband called and he said, I want you to know I left the car for you. So I said, okay, Lord, I don't have that excuse. So I got up and got myself together. And I said, okay, Lord, I need your help to get there. And I can honestly say that the prayers that the people of God were praying over me, I could truly feel them in my natural man and in my spirit man. I could truly feel it. And I could feel the love. I could truly feel the love. And when someone is praying for you and doesn't have to know, you know, the exacts of why they're praying for you, you know, but praying through love and out of love, it's an amazing thing. And that next morning, that Monday morning, when I woke up, well, I had told Pastor that next day that I hadn't felt that good in over a month. You know, my insides weren't hurting when I woke up. My swelling was completely gone. And I felt like that for 2 days. 2 days. Two whole days. And I was just rejoicing in the Lord. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to church Wednesday and show everybody that all my swelling is gone. And I mean, I got some dishes washed. I vacuumed the whole apartment without sitting down 3 times. Just rejoicing in the Lord. And when I woke up Wednesday, I was feeling bad again. I was like, Lord, what happened? And so I was talking to Mom about it. And she said, you touched his glory. She said, you can't touch his glory. She said, you can't give the glory and the goodness of God. How did you say it? That's how she said it. And it gave me revelation. I mean, instantly it gave me revelation. And I said, Lord, why didn't you tell me this beforehand? And if tears come, y'all don't pay me no mind. I'm just thanking God. I said, Lord, why didn't you tell me this beforehand? And so anyway, I'm back in the push. But after Mom told me that, I went home and I prayed on it. I meditated on it, you know, and I worshiped for a while. And the Lord took me back to Pastor Mike and how every Sunday God would use Pastor to do the reenactment of him being baptized every Sunday, every Sunday. Now, let me back up for a second. I missed something. When you all were praying for me, I was telling Mom that my spirit man came out of my natural man. And the altar became a pool. And the water was troubled. The water was just bubbling, and it was the clearest and prettiest blue water I've ever seen. I mean, just bubbling and thrashing. And I said, Lord, what is this? What is this? My spirit man came out and I could see you all praying for me. It's like I was up here watching you all pray for me. And the Lord said, the water is troubled. Get in. And so I got in the pool. And I was like, what is this? It kind of scared me a little bit at first. And I got in the pool. And I know getting in the pool while you were praying for me was a part of everything that was going on, the anointing and the way God was moving. Okay, now I can get back to Pastor Mike. And the Lord gave me revelation of the water being troubled and Pastor Mike being baptized every Sunday. And that when his trouble came, he was able to actually walk it out. Can somebody find me a tissue? Something's in my eye. He was able to walk it out, you know, and with everyone watching him, you know. And I text him about it one night. And me and my long text is in the middle of the night. And I was telling him how him being able to walk it out like that was blessing a lot of people. You know, and that stay with it, and that I was praying for him to stick with walking it out in the spirit realm, you know. And then the Lord gave me the revelation of myself in the pool. He said, you remember how many times Pastor Mike had to be baptized? He said, that's how many times, not exactly, but God says that I'm going to have to stay in prayer or be prayed for and get in that troubled water over and over again until the healing actually manifests itself. But the Lord also said to me, he said, I don't just want to heal your natural man. I want to heal your mind and I want to heal your spirit man. Whole and complete. Nothing broken and nothing missing. That God wanted to heal the total man. Because God literally said to me, what good would it do for me to heal your natural man and your spirit man and your mind be broken? And so I just began to just weep, you know, just thanking God for the revelation, you know. And sometimes I get a little agitated when people would say, and Lord, you know, heal her mind. And I was like, there's nothing wrong with my mind, you know. But when you're dealing with something, your mind come and go. It comes and go, you know. One day your faith is up there, you know, and the next day your mind is fighting your faith back down. It's the mind that fights the faith back down. It's the mind that fights the spirit man.
That's right.
So God said the mind, the spirit, and my natural man. Totally whole and complete. And like I said, I just began to weep and thank God, you know, for that revelation. And I also began to thank God for the people of God. And when I was thanking God for the people of God, you know, the Lord said, don't get too excited yet. Because the Lord was telling me that attacks were going to come. Because the manifestations of healing and other things are coming through the ministry. So attacks are going to follow. And that we have to be so serious and so in love with God and so in love with each other for God to continually move and for these attacks to be vol and nullified before they can even get up, you know. And I really believe that God can do that. I believe that he can spare us, that he can show us an attack coming instantly, you know, if we're serious about loving him and if we're serious about not just loving him, but being in love with him, being in love with one another. I'm in love with Pastor Roz. I'm in love with Pastor Gary and Pastor Glow. I'm in love with Pastor Mike. You know, when you were a teenager, and Chris, you know, when you first met B and you had all the butterflies in your stomach, and you knew the moment you were in love with B, you know. But will God know the moment that we're in love with him? Will he know the moment, you know, that we can resist the adversary? You know, will he know the moment that we will not stop standing? You know, will God know the moment when prayer is more important than food to us? Will God know the moment? Will he know the moment? You know, and I'm asking God to show me my moment. Show me when my heart and the butterflies in my stomach come for the Lord Jesus, that I'm in love with him so much that all I want is him. You know, all I want is the Spirit of God. And we're going to feel it. We're going to feel it. You know, we're going to feel it. I'm going to feel how much Pastor Roz loves me. I'm going to feel how much Pastor Gary Apostle loves me. I'm going to feel how much Ma B loves me. I'm going to feel how much Christian and BJ love me. And we're all going to feel the love for one another when that moment comes. And I think that was all. That was... He over there inching. I saw him.
Amen. I was glad that you were sharing what you were sharing. It takes me back to the book I was reading by John G. Lake about the healing process. And one of the things what you were talking about, the love, is the compassion. We have to understand Jesus already have that love for us to heal us. We've been bamboozled by the enemy. One of the things he said in the book was that when we got saved, you used your faith to believe that you saved. Your healing came with your salvation. We separated our healing like it's a whole nother entity altogether. But it's one thing. So eternity does not separate what belongs to you. The resurrection of Jesus came and was already complete when he got up. When you was in the club or wherever you were, Jesus showed up wherever you were. It wasn't at church. You did not get saved at church. But we have to recognize and stop separating what God has already done or already done inside of us. You already healed. Oh, we got healing now. Yes, Lord. Look, when the man was blind, Jesus went to him. He had so much compassion that God didn't have to come to Jesus. Jesus went to him because he was delighted to heal him. Right. Look, do you want to get healed? Know why? Because the reality is, he said in the beginning, when everything was done, God said it was good and it's complete. It is finished. There was something that was not all the way complete because the enemy trying to take it. He had to get on the ground and put some saliva in there and take the first thing that he created man from. What was dirt? He had to take the dirt and put it on his eyes to bring forth completion out of the resurrection of what his life is all about. That's healing. That's already in the manifestation of completion inside of our bodies. You got healed last week. See. Sometimes the manifestation, just like the guy was blind, he had to walk from A to B. It didn't mean that he didn't get healed when Jesus put the mud on his eyes. He was already healed then. But then sometimes we have to walk it out so he can get the glory. Why do you think Jesus said, only thing I do is I do what my Father does? only going to say what my father say. So you look at, when I was reading the book, I also understood the fact that one of the, in the first chapter, it talked about if you saw Jesus coming out of a physician, out of a hospital with some medication, how would you feel? And most people would say, well, I can't imagine Jesus coming out the doctor because he's Jesus. He can heal himself. So if the Christ in you is the hope of glory, why are we still running to the doctor? To calm down. The reality is this. My faith has to increase that I can walk out what God has already given me. Because, see, I got to get detoxed because I done separated my healing from my salvation. Now, right now, most of this stuff is just head knowledge. I still have more faith in the doctor than I do Jesus. But that's okay. Because what Shelley just said is that my love after him, see, my love for him has to increase that when I love him so much, then nothing else is going to take the place of Christ. That's when those two come back together as one. Because then he said, now I understand my son loves me well enough that he don't believe in the things that I have created. He's going to believe in the creator who always have all power. See, he has the dominion to heal and to set free. I have a brother. I'm going to make this real short. I have a brother in the hospital, and right now the diagnosis is not looking well. But everything inside of me takes me back to Joe. When New Breed was in here praying, and Joe wasn't feeling well, he was on his last breath, and the New Breed was praying, and God showed up, and a miracle took place. I remember when James went through what he went through. I had another revelation. I was seeing the whole video of James coming through from the time that he got hurt. I said, God, I am not going to waver. Am I all the way there? No. But see, I'm striving for that success in Christ. The more I have to die, the more I have to go to that cross, the more nails that I have to pick up, the more times I have to get my mind renewed, the more times I have to keep reading, the more times I have to keep coming to prayer, the more times I have to keep reading his word, the more times I have to run and help somebody else besides myself, the more times I have to take my self-interest and let it go, the more times I say, God, I'm not worthy, the more times I say, God, you got to take something inside of me, put your life in me. I don't understand miracles and healing. But then I look at my self-interest in this whole deal. When I listen at these guys, when I read these books, when I listen to them, there's no interest for themselves. But I see a whole lot of interest in me. Why you want to get healed, Shelley? See, that has to really be our reality, because most of the time we want to get healed because we want to do what we want to do. We could give God 3 minutes of shout, and then we go and do what we want to do in our life. Build our kingdom in the earth. But the compassion of Jesus right now, he's saying that I want, that's why BJ had that dream. God didn't give him that dream so we could just hear another testimony, another dream. We got to grab hold to this thing. Why do you think he looked and saw the earth way off and he's on the beach? It's another dimension. God said, I'm trying to get you from A to B. Come back to the eternity where I created you from. Take your authority and stop selling for peanuts. So every opportunity I get, last day I went to the hospital, I went on NCV, and I was going around the room. I said, God, you know, I don't have the faith. I said, help me, forgive me for my unbelief. But I said, God, I'm just so sick of the devil and all these people in here sick. I said, God, if it's your will, heal every room, everybody in here sick, God, I said, heal them. Now, the only reason why I did that is because I wanted to take an act of faith to do something. I'm going to believe something. If I'm wrong, I'm open enough to allow God to deal with me. But I want healing and manifestation in the earth so God can get the glory, so people will understand that God is still God. Yes. I think I went too far, Pastor. You want me? And I'm thinking about Pastor Jerry all the time. It's amazing how, you know, you guys talk about me getting baptized all the time, but see, I marvel at Pastor Jerry here. Out of all the stuff that she's been dealing with, she always right here. With her tank, without her tank. With her shoes, without her shoes. No, it's funny, but y'all better see the spiritual side of this thing. The press. She was talking about the press. See, it's the press that God looks at. He already could do the healing, people. God ain't not short on his healing power. But are you going to press? See, I'm not going to press because, see, if you don't hear my brother, see, I have an issue with God. Because, see, that's my selfishness. But you press to come in here to give out the glory that God has put into you, and you share the love of God that's inside of your heart. See, that's a whole different ball game. She's not feeling well, can't hardly breathe, tired, and she gets up here and gives us an abundant word from heaven and then sat back down. That's how God works. That's healing. You can only do that when you healed. As Pastor always say, I love this stuff so much. I don't have nothing else, guys. I don't have nothing else. I have nothing else. I'm telling you, I don't have nothing else. Only thing I just want this. I don't want that rim. I don't care what it takes. I don't count the cost. I know it's whatever. I want that. I want to be in the presence of God so desperately. I just want that. It has to be real for me. It has to be real to you. If you can get God, you got everything else. One of the testimonies, even by, what's his name? What's the guy's name we talked about in the mountain? Jones. Bob Jones. Even when Bob Jones said that when he went, he had died and went to heaven, and there was two lines. On one line, there was a lot of people, and there was damned to go to hell because of one thing. Whatever that God was, is what they were. So if you were full of knowledge, you didn't have a body, but your head was real big. And you was taking that to hell with you. If you had a lot of pride, that's what you were. That's what you sown your seed into. That's what you love more than God. Oh, it's true. Who is your God today? See, we have to get this thing right. We can't just keep coming here and act like we see in a show. This is vital to your everyday life. This is what the things that you have to take to the world. That's why Jesus left us here. Why do you think Jesus went and got 12 disciples? If he's God and he can do anything, he can heal anybody. He said, no, I'm going to decide to send my son. They're going to get 12 men to do work, to go out and spread my gospel. When he could have just sat in heaven and said, okay, everybody be saved. He'd rather use us. He wanted to leave us here on earth for the only purpose is to bring him glory and to spread his gospel. That's why you go to the marketplace, so you can be a demonstration of his love and his power. So you got the authority in you now to heal people even at your job. Watch this. I guarantee you, Matt, half the time you think about doing anything, doubt steps in and you obey doubt before you obey faith. God is not going to make you use what's already inside of you, but he's giving you an opportunity. He said, come on, daughter. Come on, son. Go ahead. I got you. We're the ones. We are the ones. We are the ones. And I'm not saying that being boastful and proud, but I'm saying it from the authority of heaven. You are the one. All the testimonies in this book about people getting healed, and even the spirit of repentance, having the ability to understand that I don't have enough ability or faith inside of me. I can say, Lord, I don't have enough of faith for that to lay hands on this situation here. But maybe Pastor Gary can. So I connect with him because I'm going to ride off his faith. Why? Because we steal from the same daddy. See, we ain't trying to outshine one another. We ain't in no competition to see who's going to get somebody healed the fastest. How can an apostle sit there and tell everybody to come lay hands on Shelly instead of him? It's no self-interest. It only could be happening when you listen to the voice of heaven. Your salvation, your healing is already here. Now allow the Holy Spirit to work on your belief. Look how long it took the disciples to understand their belief was so screwed up. Took a minute. So let's take us a half a minute. We got some testimonies from heaven that God said, when he prayed in John 17, he said, greater things you're going to do, but it's going to come at the expense of the cross. You want this one? I'll give it to Pastor Jerry. Yeah, she want it.
I can't say that I'm itching. But I do thank God for this place. I thank God for what was deposited in Michelle on Sunday. It was more than healing. It was divine health. And it belongs to all of us. I hear the scripture saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed. Mike was saying so. Michelle was saying so. She was saying so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When he comes and touch you, redemption is deliverance. And as Mike says, it's not a separation of salvation, mind, spirit, body. It's the totality of who you are that he comes in and he redeems. But Pastor Mike said again, our mind has to be renewed. Because see, the body of Christ has only taught us one thing. 70 this year. Woohoo. A great woohoo, because when she was born, I didn't think I'd see 40. But look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. I often say I've been in church all my life. That's why I said 70. And all I was told was salvation. Get deliverance from your sins. And it didn't teach me about the cross at all. Because every Sunday I had to get delivered from my sins again. Every Sunday. And don't let an evangelist come to town. The line all the way down around church. Why? So we can get saved all over again. You don't think the redeemer of the Lord needs to say so? the enemy has captured our victory, and he doesn't want to release it. So he tells us, I'm saved, but I'm sick. I can't be saved and sick anymore. I was sitting over there feeling right bad. See, you don't need nothing but the anointing. I thank God for Shallow. See, we look at outward stuff. What came out of her mouth flowed right into my body. I don't care what nobody said. I'm not saying it because she's my daughter. As soon as she started talking, life started flowing into my body. I wish y'all could have felt it and seen it. As soon as she started talking, life. See, we were so busy looking at the external instead of living in the eternal. And the eternal is on the inside of me. It's not on the outside. Let the redeem of the Lord. I've been redeemed. Mike, I'm not going. I'm saved. And that, I used to always say. I used to aggravate my last pastor so much. Because he would say something about somebody. I said, Pastor, they just need to get saved. And finally, after being there a few years, he said, well, is anybody saved but you? We got saved, but we didn't walk out the manifestation of it. It's a process. Even our deliverance from my sins is a process. Your lying don't stop today. Your lusting don't stop today. We have to keep putting it on the cross. That's what the cross is for. And if we don't put it on the cross, Atabo, we're still not saved. Because he's the only one, Pastor Roz, can do the work. He's the only one. I finally found out why they greased me from my head to my toe with that olive oil. And I got up just as greased as I could be, but not delivered. Pastor, apostle can't do the work of the Holy Spirit. His work is to convict us. And then the Holy Spirit work is to convince us that I'm healed. Shell got to be convinced. And I believe she's being convinced I'm healed. Oh, the body might feel a certain way. But I'm still convinced that I'm healed. I'm convinced, Pastor Mike, that I'm living in eternity. I'm convinced that there's another creation and a new order that I'm on my way to. What do y'all think Paul meant when he said the prize of the high calling? There's a reward. BJ, I'm kind of upset with you that you touched it before I did. Y'all, B done touched it. B. The B. Laying on the beach in eternity. In the new creation. Looking at the old world. In the beauty of the kingdom of God. Can you imagine? The B did it. He beat the A to it. The apostle. But I heard somebody say that most churches is a one man show. I thank God it's not in this house. The true church is where everybody is seeing eternity. Everybody is prophesying. Everybody is laying hands on. Everybody is having vision. That's what happened here last Sunday. What happened here last Sunday? Everybody took part. And we're not going to stop it. We're going to keep loving. This love going to grow until we all be going to be on that beach. Until the healing and the deliverance manifests itself. Love is going to cure all of this. All of this. If Rainey keeps loving. Sometimes I just go tell her. Go hold her hand. She said too far from me today. I couldn't hold her hand. But God is doing a marvelous work in this house, y'all. I'm telling you, it's real. It is real and it's powerful. It's the most mysterious thing I can. You can't, like Michelle said, you can't put words to it. You can't put words to life flowing in me. How do you describe that? How do you describe the pain so bad you don't even want to lift your leg up? But somebody get talking and the anointings come and you feel a surge. I want to, Pastor said, you said 3 minutes. I said to him, I might not be able to do 3 minutes. I'm going to do 1 minute. Back in the day, Bernadine, I'd pick him up, put him down, Stan. Stan, you know about them days. Stan be on that guitar. We'd be picking him up, putting him down. God is working in this house. And everyone in this house can eat from the table, from the tree of life. Everybody. It's not a one-man show in here. And all my life, never, first time seeing it, first time experiencing it. That's it. First time, Rocky, come over here, put your hand on. BJ, come over here. Who? B think he's so bad. You know what he said? What he said last Sunday? Whose hand is hot? Who got up first? The bee. Pastor Mike, he didn't get baptized. He got up. Well, what's wrong with this picture? When he was on, he got it on the beach. He got it in the other realm. He brought it back down to the other, yeah. Man, Rob started praying, and I was like, Lord, have mercy. It was a miracle happening up in here. See, we've got to understand when we receive Christ, we got to start identifying that was Christ. That was Christ. That was the Christ in us flowing through us. Because he said, Jesus didn't heal anybody. It was the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit came up in here. And it's in here now. He's in here now. Pastor, he's in here now. Lord have mercy, as I'm talking, I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger. From strength to strength. From glory to glory. You come in one way, but you go out another way. I dare you to come in here feeling bad. There's no way you're going to leave out feeling bad. Unless you just, somebody just, I don't even believe it can happen. In the right top. That's right. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. We've been redeemed. Redemption is ours. Complete redemption. The cross took care of all of it. Past, present, and future. Past, present, and future. What I was, what I am, and what I'm going to be. It don't even matter. He took care of all of it. What I was, Pastor Mike, what you say? You didn't get saved at the church, rain and holler. I sure didn't. So where we were, he took care of it. Where we are, Lord have mercy, Pastor Gloria. Glory, hallelujah. Rocky, come put your hand on her back. What we was and what we are right now, God's taking care of it. God's taking care of it. God's taking care of it. Holy Ghost is taking care of it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Come on, Taba. Come on up here. The love. We can't see people sick and you don't feel their infirmity. I was touched and moved when I saw her feet swole. I wanted to say, why are you going to attack? You're going to attack me, but don't attack her. When you bear other people's infirmity, you feel what they feel. You feel it. You're touched by that. That's love, y'all. That's love. I wanted to see Pastor Ross' knee heal so bad, I didn't know what in the world to do. Y'all know every time I got up there, Pastor Ross going to get a miracle in them knees. We got to be touched. Come on, Chris. With compassion. And not just on Sunday morning. We got to be texting each other love. Love deliverance. Love text. Deliverance text. We got to be sending them out. Let the Redeemer of the Lord do what? Say so. 2:00 in the morning, you got to send a text. Come on, Miss Brenda. I knew you was coming. I knew you weren't going to sit back there. Hallelujah. Knew you was coming. We've been redeemed. Redemption on this body and through this body. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. Free. Free. Totally free. Totally delivered. from everything the enemy want to put on her. Every lying thing. You feel it. I looked at her this morning. I said, oh my God. No devil. Mm-mm. No, I thought I was going to do it when the pastors got back there. Rainey, come on over here. See, the love. Love makes you do this. Love. Pastor felt Michelle's of infirmities last week. He couldn't stand up there and say, y'all just sit down. You got to feel it. You got to know that you've been redeemed. When we hug each other after service, we should be praying blessing upon them. Peace be unto you and grace be multiplied. Peace be unto you and grace be multiplied. God's ability in you be multiplied. Be strengthened. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This house, what did Isaiah 33 and 24 say, Miss Brenda? And in this house, we all are healed. I'm going to get us a banner and put it up there. Isaiah 33 and 24. And we shall say, there is no sick in this house. In this house. And we leave this house, we're not going to take it to our house. Mike, we backslide before we get to the car. You know we do. Before we get to the car. But this is lasting. This is eternal. I thank God for the renewed mind that Michelle has. See, now the body and everything else is going to line up. It's going to line up. It's going to line up. It's going to line up. See, I know what I'm going through is just temporary. I know that, Pastor. Pastor Mike, I know it's temporary. I'm not even worried about it. I don't care about how I feel. I'm not moved by what I feel. If I was moved by what I feel, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here if I'm moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. And I'm not moved by what I feel. But Christ is still alive inside of me. And sooner or later, the faith of Christ is going to rise up out of me and defeat every demon in me. Murphy said it's we should be mad at him. Sickness is from hell. And we pacifying it, placating it. Oh, that's not too bad. All of it's bad. All of it. All of it's bad. So we thank God this morning for redemption flowing through this house. And through Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria. That's just passing through to us. Their anointing getting on us. Chris said this morning, stay in the pocket. Stay close. Because the anointing on the apostle going to flow down on us. How you think B got to that other realm? Come on now, y'all. This thing is real. Pastor didn't just say that. He let B experience it. And come back and tell us. There is a place. There is a place you can get to. Tawana, there is a place. And you can lay on that beautiful beach. And after a while, when you look up, you see the world. Way over there. And you have to, where am I then? You made it to that other realm. You made it into that new creation. That new order. And there's no sickness in the kingdom. And the kingdom is manifesting itself in this house. And I give God praise and glory for it. For the man of God that would dare. To dare to challenge. Dare to challenge this order. That's already passed away. And we still living in it. Pastor Gary said, no, there's a new order. And we're going to live in that order. We're not going to live in this one. We're not going to live in this one. We're going to be in that new creation with Christ Jesus. We thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for today, the grace of heaven that's on each person's body, the grace of heaven that's on each person's body, convincing them that they're healed. We thank you for that revelation, for opening, breaking the seal of unbelief and taking us in the newness of truth. We thank you for that today. We thank you for that to be everlasting and everlasting, Lord, that you can get the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen. We dismiss.